Finally today, a theater performance with few words, a little magic, and great global appeal. It's called Aurelia's Oratorio. Since 2003, it's been staged and well-received all over the world. Now it's showing in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The world's Adeline Sear spoke to the French star and co-creator of Aurelia's Oratorio.
Aurelia's world is not permeable to reality. That's made clear when Aurelia ignores the voice of a man on her answering machine, urging her to pick up the phone. In fact, we don't know who or where Aurelia is until she finally emerges lazily out of a chest of drawers on the stage. Thanks to her visual tricks and acrobatics, Aurelia seems to come out of the drawers limb by limb. It's comical and visually mind-boggling, as is the entire performance. The character Aurelia is in real life Aurelia Thierry, and she comes from an illustrious line of entertainers. Aurelia's Oratorio is the brainchild of Aurelia Thierry's mother, Victoria Chaplin Thierry. She is one of Charlie Chaplin's daughters. She lives in France, and with her French husband, Jean-Baptiste Thierry, she came up with a new kind of circus in the 1970s. No animal tricks, but lots of acrobatics, dance, and aerial numbers. It's visually playful, mysterious, and whimsical. It's the kind of performance that gave birth to new circuses like Cirque du Soleil. Aurelia Thierry was born into this show business, and in fact, she almost came out on stage.
I was born premature, so my mother was still doing the show, and I met someone who was in the audience when her water broke.
Thierry grew up on the road, touring 5 months out of the year throughout Europe and living in a trailer with her parents and her younger brother, James.
And it was fun. I mean, I'd miss waking up and just opening my little window and having the plastic window and seeing what landscape. Mostly, there would be parking lots most of the time when we were traveling. But then, you know, it was Italy and it was Spain and it was fun.
Inevitably, she began performing at an early age.
My first memory of going on stage, I think I was around 3. And my first number, I was in a box and I was just, you know, I had to appear and run out. And I fell asleep because they put me in the box during the intermission.
So I imagine by now you don't have stage fright at all.
I do. I'm completely aware that, you know, everything can break. It can be a catastrophe every night. And even with thousands of rehearsals, there's no way to predict how it's going to go.
That's especially true for Aurelia's Oratorio. There are lots of unpredictable props, and they create a topsy-turvy world that was inspired by a book of medieval drawings.
It was a picture book called The World Upside Down, and there were drawings that were very popular in those days, and they were sold on the street and all that, and they had comical effects. But these were sometimes political and sometimes purely comical drawings where they would revert the situation, basically. So instead of a man being on a horse, it would be a man carrying the horse. Instead of a man going to war, it would be the woman going to war. So this was the starting point.
In the upside-down world of Aurelia's Oratorio, flowers are placed in a vase, head down. A kite flies a person, and laundry is hung out to dry, only to be watered on the rack. And the props seem to have minds of their own, objects thrown into the wings boomerang back onto the stage. In this show, no one wears clothes. The clothes wear you. Dresses, suits, and coats appear out of nowhere, wrap, dress, and chase the actors on stage. They lead to dance numbers with Aurelia or her partner, Jamie Martinez. And the set has a very strong and haunting presence.
The set is a character on its own right, and it's alive, basically.
In one scene, Aurelia is hanging between the curtains that frame the stage way up high when a windstorm begins to shake the entire set. Even though Aurelia seems in jeopardy, she looks amused. The show looks like the world of a mischievous child, full of freakish creatures, both comical and frightening. It's a surreal world that some have compared to the paintings of Salvador Dali or René Magritte. There are many poetic elements in it, like the scene in which Aurelia plays an old Italian song on her alarm clocks, old and new. There is no dialogue in Aurelia's oratorio. Its wordless, dreamy quality is what gives the performance universal appeal. But Thierry says the experience changes depending on the venue.
We're just back from Russia, and in Russia they responded to something much darker. You know, like it was very dark and very passionate. And directly after Russia, we went to Burlington in Vermont. And it was completely different, and it was as strong, but they reacted much more in a way you would react in a variety show. In Russia, they were quiet the whole show. You didn't know if they had liked it or not until the very end. When people project or find a story that is personal to them, it's where my work becomes really fascinating in hearing what they saw.
Aurelia's oratorio will head out to Australia and California in the fall. This week, Aurelia Thierry is performing her show at the American Repertory Theatre in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where her parents first performed 2 decades ago. For The World, I'm Adeline Cyr.
That's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.